Well, the president will be taking his show back on the road on Saturday in Manchester, New Hampshire. Manchester, New Hampshire, the president will be holding an outdoor event. Look for the rallies going forward to be outdoor events. That's the way they're going to get it done because of the complaints about some of the indoor events. Although I would say this, no big issue coming out of Tulsa after that first big kickoff event. Joining me now, Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the RNC here on the program. Ronna, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So much to talk about. I want to start with schools because I think Betsy DeVos laid it out quite nicely yesterday for the administration and the president. The fact of the matter is you can look at 22 different countries in Europe that have gone back to school with their kids in-person classes, not 2 days a week, not virtual learning, which we know now has been an abject failure, and the president coming out strongly. And I think this is a very smart move because parents, what are they to do? Especially when you know that the children are the least likely to get sick. And we also know that the children, through many studies, don't pass it on to adults very often, almost never. Going back to school is critical, isn't it?
I absolutely agree. And, of course, I have a Michigan perspective on this because I had two kids that did the virtual schooling. I think Gretchen Whitmer has failed on this. The fact that she left it to the school district, so you didn't have uniformity across the state. And then what I saw as a parent of online school, I mean, our school did a good job. They kept trying. My kids were inundated with homework with very little in-person classroom on Zoom. But the kids stopped showing up. What they did is they just said, I'm not even going to show up. I'll just do the homework. And
that's right.
Some of the kids were so buried. They just couldn't. It was massive amounts of homework for my kids, and it was stressful.
And so that brings up a question.
Totally left to the wind.
Yeah, we had and I've had callers on this. We've been talking about this. Okay, so if you have teachers that don't read and understand that the kids aren't going to get them sick or refuse to go back to the classroom, that's not acceptable. We're paying them to do a job, and if they won't go back, we have to correct and rectify that situation. But math proficiency has dropped 50% from where it should be. Reading proficiency has dropped 30% of where it should be because we left school in March. If we don't get our kids back in school, not only do they suffer, but we fall farther behind South Korea and Germany and all of these countries that are back in school. We can't afford to do that.
Well, and beyond that, Florida, because Florida is opening up their schools. So these kids are going to be competing with other states that are opening up for college. For moving forward in their lives, and Michigan kids and kids across the country are going to be left behind unless we get back to school. And I think there's a way to do that in a healthy and safe way, but it has to be done. They've had the summer to work for it on it. It started in March when the schools were closed. It's time to get the kids back in school. And there are tons of kids who are getting left behind, and who knows where they are because they just left the Zoom classrooms. They left the virtual classrooms. And I think it is an atrocity, and they need to get back to school.
Yeah, they checked out. All right. I want to shift to a different topic now. That is the push now by the left, predictable, Ronna, to me. And that is, I think, over the next few weeks, all the way until the scheduled first presidential debate, that Joe Biden and the Democrats will do anything they can think of to keep him off the stage with Donald Trump. In the New York Times, of course, Thomas Friedman putting out a thing that he must release his tax returns and have a fact-checking panel there. Otherwise, you shouldn't do the debate. Or we can't do it because it's not safe. Or the fact of the matter is, you know, I know, everybody knows that Joe Biden is going to be hard-pressed to go through 90 minutes of a debate without having what I'll refer to as a senior moment, a major gaffe. They're scared to death of debating Donald Trump in person, aren't they?
They are. Thomas Friedman is doing the bidding of the Biden campaign, which the New York Times often does. Biden doesn't want to debate, so he gets a newspaper to plant the idea, oh, you shouldn't debate unless Trump releases his tax returns, which, by the way, isn't law. You don't have to release your tax returns. If Congress wants that to be part of the qualifying part of being president, then they should codify that. And it's just ridiculous. And here's what I said yesterday on Twitter. If you cannot debate to be president of the United States, then you should not be running for president of the United States. If you can't conduct debates, how will you go up against Putin? How will you go up against Xi? How will you be a world leader if you can't debate and put out your ideas and your philosophies and your policies as to why you should be elected? Then you should not be running, and in no way, shape, or form should you get one vote for president if you can't debate.
I agree with that. And furthermore, what we've talked about here, as you can imagine over the past few weeks, I don't believe that America is going to vote for dismantling and destroying police departments or tearing down statues or monuments or allowing for riots in the streets or no-go zones in Seattle. I just don't believe ordinary Americans are going to say, I'm good with that. And I think the silent majority is growing, and the polls, I think, are more meaningless today than they've ever been, because I don't think people answer the polls honestly. I don't think they when they go behind that curtain, they're not going to be voting for no police officers in their neighborhood and allowing people that are angry to pull up a pickup truck and tear down statues. I just don't believe it, Rana.
Well, it's really interesting to watch Biden really dance around language, because he's trying so hard not to use the phrase defund the police. But yesterday what he said is, we will redirect funds from the police, which is essentially the exact same thing.
Right.
He's embracing AOC. You look at the platform being put forward by the Democrat Party. Bernie Sanders says Biden will be the most progressive left-wing Democrat president. He said he'll give free health care to anybody who comes to this country illegally. He's going to get rid of our energy independence. He's going to raise taxes. If you look at the policies of Joe Biden on paper, it is frightening, and it will destroy this country. It will bankrupt our country. And that's why he's not out campaigning on the policies and trying to distract about personality and Twitter and all the things that have nothing to do with how our lives are affected every day by our government.
He is the only guy that I've ever seen, ever, Rana McDaniel here, chairwoman of the RNC, that took notes for answers to an alleged press conference. I've never seen that before. at a press conference, and then get lost in his notes and look completely confused. Have you ever seen such a thing? I mean, he took answers. Did he know the questions in advance?
The clips of his press conferences, which, of course, the media conveniently don't put out because they know how bad it is. I mean, I've never seen a media cover for a candidate more than Joe Biden.
Right.
He hasn't had tough press conferences. They pre-feed him the answers to questions. I mean, it is atrocious, and it really scares me about our media. You know, both candidates should have a tough vetting. Both candidates should be put under the microscope. That's fine, but do it equally. But what the media has done with their gloves-off approach to Joe Biden, and it started with Tara Reid, with these allegations that we don't hear about anymore, that if they were Republican, we'd be hearing about every day.
Every day.
The hypocrisy is on full display every day, and it really undermines faith, not just in the Democrat Party, who is not being transparent in putting their candidate out, but also in our media institutions, that they're not really vetting this candidate.
Sure.
And they're protecting him.
I only have about 15 seconds. Real quick, though, a press conference from your governor, Whitmer, coming at 11:30 today. A lot of people speculating she's going to shut Michigan back down. We got 15 seconds. Your thought?
Well, I'm sure she will. My question for Gretchen Whitmer is, give us some transparency on your nursing homes policy. You owe Michigan that. She vetoed a bill yesterday, voted unanimously by the Senate and the House for whistleblowers. This has been the most authoritarian governor I've ever seen. Does she believe in checks and balances and separation of power?
Rana McDaniel, always appreciate it. Thank you for being here. There you have it. Quick break. You're on the Steve Gerber Show in the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.
We're celebrating summer at the Wyckoff Wellness Center by saving you money on Dr. Wyckoff's most recommended nutritional supplements. During the entire month of July at Wyckoff Wellness Center, we'll take 20% off all the supplements we sell during our July Super Supplement Sale. These supplements meet Dr. Wyckoff's exacting demands. You can buy them at Wyckoff Wellness Center in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com, and you can order from anywhere. Celebrate summer with the July Super Supplement Sale at Wyckoff Wellness Center, wyckoffwellness.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.